Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride.
In this episode, I talked to my daughter, Clara, about her experience during our sabbatical in France. Clara was 5 and starting kindergarten when we moved to Bordeaux. I hope this episode will be helpful for anyone thinking about taking young children on their sabbatical away. Enjoy the show. Hi, Clara.
Hi, Mommy.
So we're going to do a podcast about going on sabbatical in France. Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, tell everyone who you are.
I'm Clara Walensky.
And how old are you?
6 and a half.
And what grade are you in?
1st grade.
And what are some things you like to do?
I like to cook, do art, and clean.
Okay. And what is a sabbatical?
It's when your parents get time off of work.
And how old were you when we went on sabbatical?
I think I was like 5.
Mm-hmm. And you were starting kindergarten. You remember?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you remember this, but you were actually, I think you were still 4. You hadn't turned 5 yet when we told you that we were going to go on sabbatical in France. Do you remember when we told you about that? We told you and Danny. And do you remember what you were thinking or feeling when you found out about it?
I think I was like scared.
What were you scared about?
Maybe like the accent they have. Or like, because they're different than Americans.
So like not knowing French, not knowing the language?
Yeah.
And do you remember when we arrived in France and we arrived in Bordeaux?
Yeah, it was like super hot.
It was super hot. Yeah, it was a heat wave when we got there. And what did you think about Bordeaux when we first arrived?
Well, when it was like in the wintertime, it was like slushy and rainy. Mm-hmm. But then if you say when it was a heat wave, me and my brother loved going to the Lego store and eating baguettes and croissants and all sorts of pastries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely did that a lot. And you remember we had a couple weeks before school started. So we got to Bordeaux in August and we had a couple weeks where we were kind of learning about the city and
yeah.
Remember we took the bus a lot and the tram.
Yeah. The tram was so fun.
What did you like about the tram?
It was just like, it was speedy it looked really fast when you looked outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it had this like thing on it. And then it was like, so people couldn't see you inside, but you could see outside.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it was kind of like a sticker they would put on the windows that was an advertisement or something. Yeah, I remember that. And then you went to school in France. So you got to start kindergarten in France. But it wasn't called kindergarten. Do you remember what it was called?
No.
Okay. It was called GS or Grande Section.
And there was like in the morning, it was like English, and I was really good at the English. But then in the afternoon, it was French, and I was worse at the French.
Because
like, I didn't know any French
then. Did you learn some French?
Yeah, but only like easy words, like bonjour.
Uh-huh. And yeah, so tell me more about school. Was school sort of similar to school here at home in Michigan, or was it different?
Well, it was the same because we basically had this like folders.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one red was, I think blue was for English class, and then blue, I think, was for, no, red, I think, was for, French.
So you did French in the morning, or no, sorry, English in the morning and French in the afternoon. Were your teachers nice?
Yeah.
And did you make some friends?
Yeah. And then And then one of my, and but the French teacher could understand English.
Okay. So she could help you if you were having a little trouble understanding?
Yeah.
What language did most of the kids in your class speak?
Well, I think like French, but also English.
Mm-hmm.
But it was harder for them when it's English.
Yeah.
So they know less of English.
Right.
And more French. But then my friends, Naomi and Orr, I think Naomi was like the other kids in my class, but I think Orr knew more English.
Right, because I think Orr had lived in Canada, so she had learned English from the time she was a baby. Yeah, so you learned some French. You had fun. What else did you like about school in France?
Because I liked when I could, at recess, I could play with Danny, my brother, and then I knew his friends a lot. Like, I knew his friends.
Yeah. So it was a small school, so you guys, everyone had lunch at the same time, so you got to see Danny in the middle of the day, which was pretty cool, and his friends.
Yeah, but I don't think I forget if I saw him at lunch or not.
Oh, okay. But you saw him at recess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the lunches in France?
What did you think about that? It was four courses, but sometimes I like only the bread and cheese course. Sometimes it was like unusually not very good because I didn't even know what it tastes like.
Mm. Did you always have to try a little bit, even if you weren't sure about it?
Yeah, but one time I think there was avocado and I don't like avocado.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, I don't like avocado and like I don't really know what happened. I forget what happened.
Okay. I seem to recall that. Maybe they didn't make you try it because you already knew you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there anything you didn't like about school in France?
It was hard because I didn't know French.
Yeah.
But then the only thing I did like was, so when we tried the puddings they had, banana pudding, I think rice pudding I didn't like, I think the other puddings I might have liked.
Mm. And you like the compote?
Yeah, the compote. That's what I meant.
Compote. Oh, okay. Compote, not puddings. Gotcha. And what did you like the best about living in Bordeaux? Or what were some of the things you liked the best?
You got to, like, just walk around and eat. Like, when you got hungry, there's usually a store around.
Oh, yeah. So lots more treats in Bordeaux?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the only hard part about Bordeaux is it's hard to get air conditioned. Because it was so hot.
Yeah. The temperatures were, I think, in the hundreds the first week we were there.
Yeah.
So we were pretty hot. But then remember we went to Arcachon? So we went to the beach.
Yeah.
To get out of the heat. It was pretty nice.
And I got to ride a lot of carousels.
You did get to ride a lot of carousels. It turns out there are a lot of carousels in France, right?
Yeah, the place that had a Lego store, it was like there were escalators. There were usually like umbrellas hanging.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cool.
And remember there was that, in that shopping area, there was kind of a water feature.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That you could just go run through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that you guys had a vacation, like school was closed for 2 weeks in October and we did a bunch of traveling? Do you remember that?
Was that when we went to Paris and London?
Yeah, we went to London and Venice and Rome. What did you think about that? And what was the best thing we did?
I loved Venice.
What did you like about Venice?
It was like, it was cool but warm at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so fun because we got to row gondola.
Yeah, that was awesome. Rowing gondolas. Anything else you liked about the traveling that we did?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, really
because it was so long ago.
Yeah, it was already over a year ago.
Yeah, and I loved, it was like, remember that orange drink?
Orangina?
Yeah, I tried Orangina. It's so good. But then, wait, was it France that we went to the Olympics?
Right, so then last summer, after we were done being on sabbatical, we were able to go back to Bordeaux in the summer and see a bunch of our friends and go to the Olympics.
Yeah, and it was so fun because I got to try Fanta for my first time.
Mm, is that the thing you remember about the Olympics the most?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And the soccer goalie.
Okay.
Because remember?
She kept having trouble with the heat, right? Because it was also when we were in Bordeaux in August and July, it was also very hot out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we went to see a soccer match. An Olympic soccer match, and the goalie was struggling a little bit with the heat.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think she also sprained her ankle.
Mm.
Or she sprained something.
Yeah.
I sprained my ankle like 2 times and my knee once.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Foot once.
Wow. All right. So anything else that you remember from Bordeaux that you like? Or is there anything you miss? Now that we're back in Ann Arbor.
Naomi.
You miss Naomi, one of your friends.
Yeah, and her sister, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a lot of fun. And you and Naomi, often we would get together with her on Wednesdays.
Yeah, because we had days off on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else?
No.
All right. So my last question for you, Clara, is, what advice do you have for other kids who are going away on their parents' sabbaticals? Who are going to go live in a new place while their mom or dad is on sabbatical?
Be excited about it.
Oh.
Because it's a new adventure you've never gone where. Unless it's like, it's an adventure like you're going somewhere that you really loved. I would still be excited about it. Just like, be even more excited because you're so excited because it's a place that you've been and you love.
Wow, that's great advice. So be excited. Anything else you want to say about sabbaticals, Clara?
No.
All right. Thank you so much for doing the interview.
I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.